Brilliance Audio presents Also Known As by Robin Benway, performed by the author. I cracked my first lock when I was 3. I know that sounds like I'm bragging, but really, it wasn't that hard. It was a master lock, the same combination lock that you probably have on your locker or bike. Anyone with internet access and too much time on his or her hands can crack a master lock. I'm serious. Google it. I'll wait. See? Easy. My parents were the ones who gave me the lock. They still swear up and down that they weren't testing me, that I really wanted to play with it, and they were just trying to keep me from having some sort of toddler meltdown. But really, I'm not buying it. How many of you had a master lock for a toy? My parents weren't surprised that I cracked the lock. I think they'd have been more surprised if I hadn't opened it. It would probably be hugely disappointing for 2 spies to have a completely inept kid, you know? Even my name, Margaret, was chosen because it has so many different nicknames. Peggy, Maisie, Molly, Margie, Meg. The list is endless. My parents have called me Maggie since I was born, but I have 12 birth certificates that all say something different. Maybe I should explain. My family works for the collective. You've never heard of the collective, but you've definitely read about our work. Tobacco executives on trial because of damning evidence, human smuggling rings being broken up, the fall of that Peruvian dictator. That's us. I have to admit, I'm still not sure who or what the collective even is. I only know a few details. There are about 200 spies stationed around the globe, moving to wherever we're needed. Some of us are forgers, more on that later, computer hackers, statisticians, weapons experts, and I think a few assassins too, but my parents won't answer my questions about them. I don't know how many safecrackers there are, but my family moves a lot because of me. Apparently, a lot of safes need cracking. We don't ever take things that aren't ours. The collective may be secretive, but we're not sneaky. The whole point is to right wrongs, not create them. When I was little, I thought the collective was like Santa Claus, giving out presents but never being seen. Now I know, of course, that the collective is based in London, not the North Pole. But whether it's run by dozens of guilty conscience millionaires working toward a noble cause or one crazy Howard Hughes type dude, I have no idea. The collective had stationed us in Reykjavik, Iceland over the summer. We were getting ready to head to New York tonight after finishing this job, which could not end soon enough for me. The summer had been painfully boring and painfully bright because Reykjavik gets 24 hours of sunlight during the summer. Since my parents were both busy trying to figure out the case and school wasn't in session, I spent a lot of time practicing my safe-cracking skills on safes that the collective sent to our house, but even that gets old after a while. I started keeping an eye on the family across the street, even though there was nothing suspicious about them. They were painfully normal, especially their son. Especially their cute son. I even managed to mortify myself by having a long-running and completely one-sided, "How you doing?" imaginary conversation with cute boy. Where do we move from? Oh, nowhere you'd know. So, what do you do around here for fun? Ice cream? Yeah, I love ice cream. With you? Of course. No, my parents are totally cool with me dating. See, pathetic. As you can tell, I've never had a boyfriend, but whatever. It's cool. After all, most girls who have boyfriends probably can't say that they helped to bring down the Peruvian government, right? So, after a hot and dusty summer spent safe-cracking and slowly going crazy over cute boy, I was ready for New York, ready for a change. I was ready for something to happen.